Okay. What's your full name?
James Cromwell.
Okay. Okay. And you were born where? May I ask?
I was born in the hospital in Albany in 1909.
All right, sir. Can you tell me a little about your family and your background?
Well, it was, I have a sister that's older than I am, and a brother that's just younger than I am. Our mother died when we were, my brother was about 3 months old, and I was about 3 years old. And my daddy was farming at that time. He was working for wages. He was overseeing the farm out in West Darty for a very, very old established firm in Albany, the Arthurs, O'Ben Riley Arthur.
Uh-huh.
And of course I was young, but I showed me where I was born. And after my mother died, me and my sister lived with one of his brothers in Albany.
Yes.
And he ran a grocery store. That was J.B. Gilbell.
Uh-huh.
We lived with him about 5 years. My baby brother lived with my grandmother. My grandmother got, she wasn't able to take care of him. By this time, my daddy married again when I was six.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went and got my baby brother, and we lived out at Walker Station. He was still overseeing big farms.
Okay, where's Walker Station? It's
12 miles out, the Leary Road.
Yes.
At the Pretoria.
Okay.
Well, Pretoria, you turn right and go to Walker Station. It's on the railroad. And he overseed all the land from Pretoria over to Walker Station. And that belonged to, they run somewhere around 500 plows with mules.
Good gosh.
And it belonged to a company out of North Carolina that run some big textile mills. And they was growing their own cotton. He grew cotton out there. And that was the main crop, cotton and corn for the mules.
Yes.
And he lived there till I got two more years after my marriage, about 2 years. And then he moved into Albany, and he runs for the sheriff of Darty County. But his brother had been sheriff, died in sheriff's office. But he didn't make it, so we moved to Doolittle County, and he ran the farm then, and we lived in Doolittle County until I finished high school. He farmed, raised cotton and corn and peanuts. And I had my stepmother had four children. After I finished high school, five children. One boy got killed over here on the highway in a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved back to Darty County, and he still farmed, and I helped him farm there 2 or 3 years. We would grow a lot of produce and sold produce in Albany, every morning. I helped grow the produce, and I peddled it in town.
Really? You mean you could grow, what sort of things did y'all grow?
We grew all kind of garden produce, peanut, garden stuff.
Okay.
Potatoes, iced potatoes, sweet potatoes, onions. Corn, butter beans, and peas, and radishes, and carrots.
You could grow all that here.
That's right. You can grow most anything in Georgia, in South Georgia at least. And we've done that 2, 3, 4 years, and me and my wife, they're married. And me and her started a career farming and raising children.
Mm-hmm.
We just raised 11.
Y'all raised 11?
Raised 11 children.
11 children.
5 girls and 6 boys. And